Analysts all over the world are seeing a lower than predicted wheat crop in Russia. Kim, shouldn't that help Oklahoma wheat prices?
You think lower production in Russia, and we've said lower production in Russia would help Oklahoma prices, and they may be, but I think the problem that we've got is we're averaging about 11.3% protein in Oklahoma. The Russia, Ukraine, the other part of the world is providing 12.5 protein. Export minimum on contracts are 12% protein. We just can't make the export market, and that's having an impact on our prices.
Do you think Oklahoma wheat prices will recover from all this?
I'm pessimistic right now. That may be the only good news we got now, but you look at what's going on, I just don't think prices are going to go up very much. I think we'll get a small rally, but not much.
So why won't we see an upturn in prices?
Well, I think it goes back to, why are prices going down? You look at, you know, lower production in Russia, hey, we'd expect prices to go up. But if you look at what's going on around the world, the other countries are making up for that Russian production. You look at Argentina, their production is supposed to be up 3% this year, above average crop. Australia up 21%. Now they've had three poor crops in a row, and this is another below average crop. Canada, 1.2 billion bushels, 5% above last year. Kazakhstan, 514, almost the same as last year. Russia, 2.7 billion, 4% above last year, but below our expectations. You know, we were talking about 2.8, 2.85, something like that. Ukraine up 16%, over a billion bushels, record crop, right just above their average. So Ukraine's been very consistent on producing that upper 900 million crop. The U.S., our hard spring and our hard red winter, up 8%. So what we got around the world, our hard wheat exporters, their production's up 7%. That's why our prices are low.
We still have a lot of wheat in the bins across the state of across the country. Should Oklahoma producers start pulling the trigger on that wheat?
Well, I hate pulling trigger on $4.20 wheat, but if you look at the last 11 years, 9 of those 11 years, you needed that wheat sold by August 31. On 10 of the 11, you wanted September 30, have it sold by 10. Only one, and that was in 2010, and that's when Ukraine and Russia both lost their crops, and I don't think we're going to see that. So, yeah, I'd be selling some wheat.
Who's going to be buying that lower protein wheat?
Well, you look at the lower protein, it really needs to go into the feed market. What we won't and what could get us higher prices if we lose this corn crop in the United States, so a short corn crop. And the reports are that we're feeding some wheat, that wheat is below the corn prices out in the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas, and we're moving it in that. That will support our prices, but right now it's supporting $4.20 wheat, and that's not very good.
Right now, a lot of producers across the state have fields that look like this right here. They're thinking about the winter crops. Canola hasn't been a strong priced crop. Is wheat gonna fall in that same category?
I think so. You look at the wheat prices, you look at the 10-year projections, two different studies I've shown, they both got the average hard red winter wheat crop somewhere around $5 a bushel. So if you can't raise wheat for $5, you probably should look at alternate crops. Also, if you're going to raise wheat, you've got to have protein. Now, I know weather has a lot to do with that, but so do production practices. And if you can't produce 12% protein wheat for $5 a bushel, then you've got to start looking for alternatives.
Okay, thank you very much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.